Hello, this is Pastor Nick Hood, and today our focus is on 2 Kings chapter 11. And this is a very dramatic story, too, also with murder and suspense, similar to the previous chapter. We read about Athaliah, who is the queen mother in Israel. She's the daughter of Ahab and Jezebel, but she also, she's married the king of Judah. And let me say this better. It's not that she married the king of Judah, but her son is dead. And she has a son who is the king of Judah. And so it's very dramatic what happens. She fights to hold on to the kingdom. She sets out to kill all the king's children, but one child escapes. And it's almost like the escape of Moses by, you know, his mother and his sister Miriam in the River Nile. And so as we read through this story in chapter 11, I want you to think about the Moses story. And ask yourself, what are the similarities and what are the differences? And how does this all play into the ultimate handiwork of God? Let us begin. Now, when Athaliah, Ahaziah's mother, saw that her son was dead, she set out to destroy all the royal family. But Jehosheba, King Joram's daughter, Ahaziah's sister, took Joash, son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the king's children, who were about to be killed. She put him and his nurse in a bedroom. Thus she hid him from Athaliah, so that he was not killed. He remained with her 6 years, hidden in the house of the Lord, while Athaliah reigned over the land. But in the 7th year, Jehoiada summoned the captains of the Kerites and of the guards and had them come to him in the house of the Lord. He made a covenant with them and put them under oath in the house of the Lord. Then he showed them the king's son. He commanded them, "This is what you are to do. 1/3 of you, those who go off duty on the Sabbath and guard the king's house, 1/3 being at the gate, sir, and a third at the gate behind the guards, shall guard the palace. And your 2 divisions that come on duty in force on the Sabbath, and guard the king's house, 1/3 being at the gate, sir, and 1/3 at the gate behind the guard, shall guard the palace. And your 2 divisions that come on duty in force on the Sabbath and guard the house of the Lord shall surround the king. Shall surround the king, each with weapons in his hand, and whoever approaches the ranks is to be killed. Be with the king in his comings and goings." The captains did according to all that the priest Jehoiada commanded. Each brought his men who were to go off duty on the Sabbath with those who were to come on duty on the Sabbath, and came to the priest Jehoiada. The priest delivered to the captains the spears and shields that had been King David's, which were in the house of the Lord. The guards stood, every man with his weapons in his hand, from the south side of the house to the north side of the house, around the altar and the house, to guard the king on every side. Then he brought out the king's son, put the crown on him, and gave him the covenant. They proclaimed him king and anointed him. They clapped their hands and shouted, "Long live the king!" When Athaliah heard the noise of the guard and other people, she went into the house of the Lord to the people. When she looked, there was the king standing by the pillar, according to custom, with the captains and the trumpeters beside the king, and all the people of the land rejoicing and blowing trumpets. Athaliah tore her clothes and cried, "Treason! Treason!" Then the priest Jehoiada commanded the captains who were set over the army, "Bring her out between the ranks and kill with the sword anyone who follows her." For the priest said, "Let her not be killed in the house of the Lord." So they laid hands on her. She went through the horse's entrance to the king's house, and there she was put to death. Jehoiada made a covenant between the Lord and the king and the people, that they should be the Lord's people, also between the king and the people. Then all the people of the land went to the house of Baal and tore it down. His altars and his images they broke in pieces, and they killed Matan, the piece of Baal, before the altars. The priests posted guards over the house of the Lord. He took the captains, the Kerites, the guards, and all the people of the land. Then they brought the king down from the house of the Lord, marching through the gate of the guards to the king's house. He took the seat on the throne of the kings. So all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet after Athaliah had been killed with the sword at the king's house. Jehoash was 7 years old when he began to reign. Thus we end the 11th chapter of the book of 2 Kings. I'd like to put before you some questions for reflection upon what I've just read. Number one, what are your thoughts regarding the way Athaliah sees power? Two, do you see similarities in the way Moses was protected by his sister Miriam and the daughter of Pharaoh and the protection of Jehoash? Three, what do you imagine 7-year-old King Jehoash seemed like as a newly crowned king? I'm wondering, could his head even hold the crown, you know, at 7 years of age? Number four, what are your thoughts about the murder of Athaliah? Five, why do you think the guards gathered around 7-year-old Jehoash to acknowledge him as king? Let me ask you a bonus question. Why do you think it took 6 years, for Jehoash to be brought forward as king? And finally, what other thoughts and reflections do you have stemming from this chapter? I'd like to conclude us now with a short prayer. Lord, teach me your ways, show me your ways, shape my faith, empower me with your love. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. This is Pastor Nick Hood, pastor and senior minister of the Plymouth United Church of Christ. It has been a spiritual joy to me just knowing that you've taken time out of your busy schedule with all the different things you could do to take time out of your schedule to reflect upon the Word of God from 2 Kings chapter 11. Tomorrow, we will begin on chapter 12. I hope you'll be with me. God bless, God keep you, and remember, I am praying for you.